welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Labels, where we're talking about how the gospel calls us to live a life above labels. In Luke chapter 8, we read this. When Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, and they were all waiting for him. And there was a man who came named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue. Falling at Jesus' feet, he implored him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter and 12 years of age, and she was dying. And Jesus went, and the people pressed around him, and there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and though she had spent all of her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood had ceased. And Jesus said, "Well, who is it that has touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowd surrounds you and are pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declaring in the presence of all the people why she had touched him, and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone from the ruler's house came and said, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, "Do not fear. Only believe, and she will be well." And when he came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the father and mother of the child. All were weeping and mourning for her, but he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. Taking her by the hand, called, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and she got up at once, and he directed that something should be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them not to tell anyone. The passage is really pretty phenomenal, and if you have read any of the Gospels, this story is recorded in three of them, and there are different details in all of them. But when you read it and you zoom out, you realize, wow, there's a woman who's been suffering for 12 years, suffering physically and suffering emotionally, spiritually. She would have been an outcast in the community because she was considered unclean. So you can't go worship in the synagogue. You can't touch someone because you make them unclean. I mean, this would have been a terrible thing for her life. At the same time, there's a little girl who's been suffering, who is about to die, and she's 12 years old. So the parallels are really interesting. And you zoom out, and you're like, wow, he heals them both. What an amazing moment for both of these people and for their families. Just Jesus does this thing. But imagine being there, and you're maybe that woman, or you're maybe Jairus, the synagogue ruler. The difference in the two are striking in that Jairus was one of the religious elites. To be a synagogue ruler, you were most likely a Pharisee or somebody in the religious ruling class, and your job was to take care of that synagogue, take care of the building itself, take care of the services that are there, organize them. That's what your job was. So the religious elites were the ones who were most likely to be against Jesus. And yet this guy is desperate. And he'll do anything. So he hears that Jesus can heal, and he's waiting on him when he gets out of the boat and, you know, coming to him in desperation. Now, this woman would have been a religious outcast because of her her uncleanness or her illness. And a lot of people would have been asking, you know, saying, well, maybe she's unclean and maybe she's struggling because she's a sinner. So she would have been labeled. But both of them come in desperation. The thing is, you have to ask yourself, if you're Jairus, Why did he stop in the middle of, okay, we're on a 911 call to go heal his daughter. The ambulance is going, and Jesus is heading towards this daughter who is dying, but he stops to say, "Who touched me?" If you're Jairus, you got to be thinking to yourself, what are you doing? Why is this important? Why are you waiting around to have a conversation with this woman? She's already healed, right? If she's touched you and power's gone out, great. So what? But come on with me. Let's get to my daughter. That's what you got to be thinking. And yet Jesus stopped. Now, there was purpose. He was trying to restore this woman. But Jairus had to be thinking, what are you doing? Then when he hears that his daughter is gone, he had to have just lost all hope in that moment. I think the thing is, there are times in our life when we're going to wonder, God, what are you doing? Why aren't you acting? Why aren't you responding the way I want you to respond? Why are things happening around me? Why are people suffering? Why am I watching tragic events? I don't understand. But I think the story shows us that the Lord has a plan. He's doing things for a purpose. And this woman needed to be restored. Jairus didn't just need his daughter to be healed. He needed to know that Jesus was beyond the power of death. Death had no hold on him. God, I pray that you help us to have faith in the midst of life's circumstances and tough things that we deal with. God, we need to know that you are in charge and you have a plan and you are working behind the scenes in ways that we'll never understand. Help us to have faith to trust in you in the midst of things that we don't understand. God, at the same time, I pray for your grace and mercy that you would act on our behalf in our best interest, even when we don't understand what's happening. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Take a second, and before you move on to the next thing in your life, take a second and talk to the Lord. Talk to him about trust and about placing your trust in him fully. Till next time, God bless.